Well, what can we see in the September sky this year? Well, one good thing, of course, in a way, is that the nights are getting longer. We don't have to stay up quite so late to look up at the heavens if it's clear. There's quite a nice skyscape in the late evening sky. Over fairly high and towards the west, we have the constellations of Cygnus, Lyra and Aquila. The three brightest stars, Deneb, Vega and Altair, form what's called the summer triangle. And that's a very pretty region of the sky. Just below Cygnus, if it's a clear and transparent night, you should see the rather sweet little constellation of Delphinus the Dolphin. Just a few stars, but it looks rather pretty. Towards the south, and fairly high up, is the square of Pegasus. Pegasus is the winged horse, and seen from our northern hemisphere, it's upside down. If you look at the square of Pegasus and see if you can see any stars within it, it's actually a good test for the transparency, how clear the sky is. If you can see half a dozen stars within the square of Pegasus, then it's pretty good. But sadly, often, you'll see none at all. Starting at the top left-hand star of the square is a good way to find M31, the great nebula in Andromeda. Essentially, you go two stars around to the left and up a bit, then you turn sharp right and move one star and then the same distance again in that direction, and you should see a fuzzy glow, easily seen with binoculars, but if you know where to look on a dark night, even with your unaided eye. Above M31 is the constellation of Cassiopeia, a W. And in fact, if you take the three lower stars down on the right of Cassiopeia, they can act as a pointer that points down to M31 as well, another way to find it. Towards the east from Cassiopeia is the constellation of Perseus. This whole region lies along the Milky Way of our galaxy, so it's very rich in stars and also star clusters. A pair of binoculars, if you sweep from Cassiopeia towards Perseus, should show the double cluster, two rather lovely little groups of stars nearby in the sky, seen probably best with binoculars or with a telescope at low power. So, in fact, quite a nice autumn skyscape for you to have a look at. If we move on to the planets, it's perhaps not quite such a good month, really. There's only really one planet visible easily in the evening sky, and that's Jupiter, which is low in the southwest before sunset. But our view will not be very good, even though it has a magnitude of -2, because it's rather low above the horizon. So that's getting increasingly hard to see as the month goes by. It's actually in the constellation of Libra, but it's really not the best month to observe it. Now, Saturn has actually moved around the Sun. In fact, it was behind the Sun on August the 7th, so it's now going to be appearing in the pre-dawn sky. It rises by the end of September, some 4 hours before the Sun, so will be fairly visible in the morning sky by then, and I'll come back to that in a highlight of the month we'll come to at the very end. So that's Jupiter and Saturn. Mercury, in fact, passes behind the Sun on September the 1st. That's called superior conjunction. It might just be possible after sunset by the very end of September, but it sets only 45 minutes after the Sun, so it won't really be very easy to see. Wait till October. Mars, to be honest, is lost in the evening twilight, setting just 20 minutes after the Sun at the beginning of the month. I'm afraid we have to wait till it appears in the pre-dawn sky in a few months' time. Venus is still visible before dawn in the east-northeast. It's been at rather low declination, in fact lower than that of the Sun, so it doesn't actually rise very high in the sky. It's not been nearly so obvious as it sometimes is. But it rises 75 minutes before the Sun at the beginning of September, but that's actually reducing during the month. So I'll come back to that again in a final highlight we'll come to in a few minutes. Now, there are a couple of things that it perhaps is worthwhile having a look at, perhaps two highlights of this month. Many of you have probably never actually observed the planet Uranus, which is even visible to the unaided eye if you have a very dark, transparent sky. At the moment, it's actually fairly high in the south, near to the fourth magnitude star, Lambda Aquarii, which is in the constellation of Aquarius. The way to find out where it is actually is to find the night sky page I write for the Jodrell website, and there is in fact a chart showing you exactly where to look for Uranus. Basically, pick it up by binoculars or a small telescope, and if you can then see it with binoculars, and if it really is a very dark night, you've got some chance to see it just with your eye, because it's about 5.7 magnitude, and under a dark sky conditions an eye could see slightly fainter than sixth magnitude. So try that, it could be exciting. It's not something I've seen very often myself. Finally, I talked about the planets, some of them being visible in the morning sky. On September the 6th, Venus gets very close to the star Regulus, the bright star in the constellation of Leo. It's in fact within a degree on the 6th of September. So it might be worth looking out for that if you've got a good eastern horizon. And then up to the right of both Venus and Regulus, you'll see the planet Saturn. And again, there's a star chart showing you their disposition on the night sky website. So I hope you enjoy the longer nights to observe with. And although the planets perhaps aren't best placed this month, then there are many other things to look for. Good hunting.